The Valley Vibes Music and Arts Festival takes place tomorrow and Saturday at Cherokee Farms in Lafayette, Georgia. Nate McDaniel is lead organizer and co-founder of the festival. Nate, thanks for joining us.
Yes, of course.
Tell us more about Valley Vibes.
We really wanted to find a way to give back to the local art scene. It's struggled over the past 9 months heavily. This is our way of trying to give back. We have 33 bands playing on two stages across 2 days, over 20 art vendors from the local area coming, strictly local people coming to do this just in the Chattanooga and Tennessee Valley area. We're going to have camping for 2 nights. We'll have a little bit of pro wrestling. We'll have a wrestling ring brought in so people can watch a championship wrestling match. We'll also have dance parties each night. It's going to be a great time.
And all this taking place at Cherokee Farms. And how are you all able to hold this while following the safety guidelines for COVID-19?
In the state of Georgia, there's an executive order that keeps getting extended by Governor Brian Kemp. In that executive order, it lays out guidelines for non-critical infrastructure and live performance venues. So we're capping the attendance at 999 people. According to those guidelines, we also have to adhere to local health guidelines and CDC regulations. So what we're doing is it's a whole list of like 52 things that we have to do to be in compliance with all of that. That includes things like staggered entry times. It includes things like having socially distanced areas throughout the farm. The farm is 250 acres. So if people have a problem social distancing there, I'm not sure where else they'd be able to do that. We'll have hand washing, hand sanitizing stations throughout the farm accessible to everyone. Our staff will be wearing masks. Our vendors will be wearing masks. We'll have little screens that you might see at like gas stations and stores where everywhere there's a point of sale. So a lot of things like that. We'll have COVID questionnaires when everyone enters to make sure they haven't been around anyone with COVID or exhibiting any symptoms. We'll also have a temperature gun to make sure no one's running a temperature. It's a lot of stuff like that. It's very involved, but I'd say it's worth it because our local art community hasn't had anything for the past 9 months. So we're glad we're giving them something to look forward to.
And how are the musicians, how are the artists staying safe at this event?
We have two separate campgrounds. The main campground is very large. It'll be for all of our guests. And we have a campground specifically for bands, anyone who's performing. And they'll have plenty of space. It's dozens of acres just set aside for them. We'll have people watching the gate there so no one can enter that's not allowed. Both stages are massive. They won't have any problems socially distancing while they perform. And the audience will be far enough away to where it won't interfere with anything.
And where can people go online for more information?
All the information everyone needs at valleyvibes2020.com. It has everything from the schedule to information about tickets. Everything you'll possibly need to know is on the website, valleyvibes2020.com.
All right, Nate, thanks so much.
Thank you.